兄姐妹们平安。今天的经文取自彼得前书五章八到十一节。务要谨慎警醒，因为你们的仇敌魔鬼如同吼叫的狮子，遍地游行，寻找可吞吃的人。你们要用坚固的信心抵挡他，因为知道你们在世上的众弟兄也是经历这样的苦难。那赐诸般恩典的神曾在基督里召你们，得享他永远的荣耀。等你们暂受苦难之后，必要亲自成全你们，坚固你们，赐力量给你们。愿全能归给他，直到永永远远。阿们。愿神赐福遵行他话语的人。
今天我们高兴请到蓬莱夫弟兄为我们证道，他的证道的题目是我们的敌人如同吼叫的狮子，狮子遍地游行。请彭牧师，请彭弟兄和克里长老。
Mic check, can you hear me from the back? Alice, can you hear me from the back? Okay, she cannot hear me. So. Okay. Good morning, brothers and sisters in Christ.
主内弟兄姐妹们，大家早上好。
Truly, it is a great privilege for me to worship with you today.
今天能够跟大家在一起来敬拜神，是我的荣幸。
Okay, let's go straight into the text.
那我们直接来看经文。
And this text is a familiar passage of scripture.
这一段经文是大家熟悉的经文。
And this passage of scripture I've read for many, many years.
这段经文我很多年以前都一直在读。
But the picture in my mind,
但是我脑海中的画面
was a picture of a circus.
是一个马戏团的画面。
And where there are lions.
在马戏团里面有狮子在那里。
And then you know there'll be a ringmaster with a whip, pop, and then the lion run or walks around or prowls around.
还有一名驯兽师在那里鞭打这个狮子，狮子在马戏团里面这样子游行。
So, for many years I had this impression in my mind.
这么多年以来，我都有这样的一个印象。
And it was until recently that I studied this passage of scripture a little bit more carefully.
直到最近，我更加深入的来查考这段经文的时候。
And these are my personal Bible studies, which I share with you now.
我跟大家所分享的呢，是我自己个人的查经的得着。
Okay, introduction. Peter here, paints a picture of the Christians who are suffering persecution now.
彼得在这里描绘了一幅基督徒面对残酷迫害而受苦的画面。
But he tells the hearers that the root cause of their problem is the devil himself.
但是他告诉信徒们，那个他们那个根源呢，迫害的根源是魔鬼本人。
He tells the hearers so that he can encourage his hearers.
他之所以这么告诉听众们，是因为他要鼓励他们。
And he wants to point the hearers to a future glory.
并且他要把会众指向一个荣耀的未来。
Okay.Sermon outline is quite a simple outline.
从经文的大纲来说，其实是相当简单的。
Basically, it has three points.
基本上它有三重点。
Chapter 5, verse 8, Christians are to be sober and alert.
五章八节，基督徒必须务要谨守警醒。
And the reason given is because the enemy is like a prowling lion.
原因是因为敌人如同吼叫的狮子，遍地游行。
Chapter 5, verse 9, Peter gives them a strategy to deal with this.
五章九节，彼得就告诉信徒一个应对的策略。
So he tells the Christians to resist and to stand firm.
他就告诉信徒要坚固的以坚固的信心抵挡迫害他们的敌人。
And as they presently stand firm and resist, as they presently do that,
就如他们现在已经坚固的去抵挡。
Verses 10 and 11, he cast their eye towards a glorious future.
五章十到十一节，他同时把他们的目光移转到未来，那个荣耀的未来。
Okay, as a historical background,
从历史的角度来看那个背景。
The Christians in this region of modern day Turkey, what the Christians were in modern day Turkey?
这一群基督徒他们所在的地方是今天的土耳其。
And they were suffering persecution.
他们在面对迫害。
Can we read chapter 4 verses 3 and 4? And I'll give you the background.
我们一起来看第四章第三到第四节。
And here the Christians had actually lived, presently they were living a very godly life.
这些信徒目前他们过一个很敬虔的生活。
But previously, okay, now they were living a very godly life, but previously they lived an ungodly life.
他们现在过敬虔的生活，可是以前呢？之前他们是过一个不敬虔的生活。
Look at chapter 4 verse 3. For you have spent enough time in the past doing what pagans choose to do.
四章三节就这么说，因为往日随从外邦人的心意行邪淫。
That means you have spent a long time already as a pagan. You also used to do this.
换句话说，以前很久以前，你花很多时间做外邦人所做的事情。
And Peter lists the ungodly living lifestyle.
彼得就把他们不敬虔的生活列下来。
Okay, you were living in debauchery. That means a lot of illegal sexual relations.
他说：“你们过的生活有邪淫。
”You had lust.
有恶欲。
You all were drunken.
有醉酒。
Orgies, carousing and detestable idolatry.
荒宴群饮并可恶拜偶像的事。
This was your past life.
这是你过去的生活。
But now you have changed.
可是现在你改变了。
And as a result of this change,
因着这个改变。
The neighboring people were saying, "Hey, why you now? Wow, you very holy already, is it?"
你旁边的人就说，哎，你怎么这样子了？你很圣洁了吗
？And they could not accept this, you see.
他们不能够接受这个改变。
So what did they do?
他们做什么呢
？They look at verse 4.
看四节。
They, the persecutors, think it strange that you do not plunge with them with the same type of lifestyle.And therefore, they heap insults upon you.
他们在这些事上见你们不与他们同奔那放荡无度的路，就以为怪，毁谤你们。
That means they couldn't understand. Wow, last time you, what you do this? Okay, I do this. You also do this. I do B. You also do B. What I do C. You also do C. Now you Christian already, yeah.
这表示你周围的人不能够接受这个改变。我以前做 A， 你也做 A； 做 B， 你也做 B。现在你不一样了。
Oh, you holy already? Is it you?Christian, you change,
你做基督徒，你变成圣洁了。
No, we cannot accept that. We want you to go back into your old lifestyle with us.
Okay, 我们接受不了。我要求你回到你以前的生活，跟我们一样。
And if you don't, we will continue to heap abuse or heap insults on you.
否则，我们要继续的毁谤你。
And so they were under intense pressure.From their neighbors to conform to their ungodly lifestyle.
所以这些基督徒他们面对邻居邻舍来的压力，逼他们要过一样放荡的生活。
So just keep this background in your mind.
所以我们记得这样子的一个历史背景。
Okay, verse 8, it says, "Be alert and of sober mind."
这边说要务要谨守，要警醒。
And be alert, here means to be clear-headed.To be attentive to what is actually going on in your life.
务要谨守的意思就是说，头脑要清醒，要留意正在发生在周围的事情。
A bit of a sober mind means be vigilant. That means always look out, don't always switch off.
要警醒的意思是常常要保持警惕，不要对周围不清不楚。
Why?
为什么呢
？Your enemy, the devil.Prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour.
因为你们的仇敌魔鬼如同吼叫的狮子，遍地游行，寻找可吞吃的人。
I thought this was a case of a circus where the lion goes round and tries to attack the ringmaster. That's what I thought.
我曾经以为那个图画是好像在马戏团，狮子到处游行，要尝试攻击那个驯兽师。
But actually, Peter selects a form of Roman execution.
但是彼得在这里呢，他是选择了罗马酷刑的一个画面。
And this was a well-known method of execution.
而罗马的这样子的一个死刑方式呢，是大家众所周知的。
The most infamous form of Roman execution was the crucifixion.
罗马人最臭名昭彰的死刑方式是十字架。
This was also a common form of execution.
而这里的这个死刑方式也是一个相当普遍的死刑方式。
Okay, what happens is there were these convicts.
所以事情是这样的，有一群囚犯。
A convict in those days doesn't mean only a thief or a murderer.
囚犯在当时候不只是那些小偷或者是杀人犯。
Those who were Christians and proclaimed that there was another emperor.
那些基督徒，那些宣告说有另外一个王帝的基督徒。
They were considered convicts.
他们也被称为是囚犯。
So the Christians down there were saying.
所以那时候的基督徒这么说。
Yes, we know that there is a Roman emperor.
是的，我们知道有罗马王帝。
But we have a greater emperor before us.
但是我们有一个更伟大的君王。
And his name is none other than Jesus.
而他的名字就是耶稣。
That was a capital, that was a state crime.
这个是叛国罪。
Punishable by execution by death.
那个他的罪行是要处死的。
So when the Christians said, "No, we have a Lord." An emperor who is higher than the Roman emperor.
所以当基督徒说不是的，我们有一个主，他的地位比罗马王帝还大。
And he is the one who is able to save us, not the Roman emperor.
而是他才有能力拯救我们，不是罗马大帝。
He is able to save us from our sin, not the Roman emperor.
他能够把我们从罪里面救出来，不是罗马大帝。
And because we are saved from sin, we turn away from this life.To a holy life.
因为我们从罪里面拯救出来，我们就脱离过去罪恶的生活，过圣洁的生活。
We refuse to bow before the Roman emperor.
我们拒绝在罗马大帝面前跪拜他。
Today, the Christians ask us.
今天这些基督徒就问我们。
Who is your emperor?
谁是你的王帝？
Is money your emperor?
是金钱吗？
Is it your dream university degree?Your emperor
是你梦想中的那个大学的文凭是你的王帝吗
？Who occupies your life？
谁占据了你的生命
？So for those who have not heard the good news，
所以对于那些没有听过好消息的人
，The good news is we have Jesus, the universal emperor。
那个好消息是我们有耶稣，这个宇宙的帝。的君王
and he can save us from our sin.
他能够把我们从罪恶里面拯救出来
and give us a glorious future.
给我们一个荣耀的未来
and so the Christians in those days heard and believed that same message I'm telling you today.
那时候的基督徒听到了同样的消息并且相信了
but by declaring this,
但是当他们做出这个宣告
they were considered state enemies of the state.
他们就被认定为国家的敌人
Punishment, death.
是应该以死刑来处决的。
All right, I mentioned that this is a form of Roman execution.
所以我谈到说，这个这里的形式是罗马人执行死刑的一个方法。
So what happened was the Roman took wild animals from their Roman Empire.
所以罗马人呢，就从罗马帝国里面呢，选了一些猛兽。
What they did was they chucked all the convicts together.
然后呢，把所有的囚犯都聚在一处。
And then they released the wild animals to attack and kill the convicts.
然后把猛兽放出来去攻击这些囚犯，把他们杀害了。
Of all the wild animals in the Roman Empire,
在罗马帝国里面众多的猛兽当中
，the lion was considered the most fearsome wild animal.
狮子被认为是最令人恐惧的一种猛兽。
And everybody in the Roman Empire knew of this form of execution.
罗马帝国里面每个人都知道这种处决方式。
There are four elements of this Roman execution.
在罗马处决这个这种处决的形式当中呢，有四个要素。
Number one, it took place in a Roman arena, and I'll explain what that is.
第一点，它发生在一个罗马竞技场里面，我等一下会多解释。
Number two, there will be convicts in this arena.
然后在这个第二点，竞技场里面有很多的囚犯。
Number three, the wild beasts will be released from trapdoors, and I'll explain that.
然后第三点，这些猛兽会通过活门被放到竞技场里边，等一下我也解释。
And to maximize the survivability, what the convicts will do is they will huddle together.
为了提高自己生存的机会，囚犯们他们都会挤在一起。
And then the wild beasts will attack the convicts. A survival is rare.
然后这些猛兽就会吞食这些囚犯，受害者很少能够活下来。
Now let me give you the picture which Peter extracts and presents to the hearers.
那我告诉你，彼得所用的这个画面，他呈现给会众的画面。
Okay, this is a mosaic.
这个是一个瓷陶瓷的拼图。
And it's found in modern day Tunisia, North Africa.
在突尼西亚北非里面被发现的。
So you can see this is a wild animal while attacking the prisoner or the convict.
所以这边就看到这个猛兽在攻击这个囚犯。
Okay, I mentioned that this is a Roman arena.
我刚才也提到这个是罗马竞技场。
The most famous Roman arena is the Colosseum.
最出名的这个竞技场就是这个 Colosseum。
But this is not the only Roman arena. In many of the major towns or major cities, there would be one Roman arena.
罗马帝国里面不只是有一个竞技场，每个城市都有这个竞技场。
This happens to be the most famous, and I've taken this from the internet.
这刚好是最出名的，我也从网上下载下来。
This Roman arena has two portions. Has three portions.
这个罗马竞技场有三个部分。
Number one is where the spectators sit, which you can see on the top. Okay, I don't have the cursor here, but you can see that on the top. Cannot. Doesn't matter.
所以，
go ahead.
第一个部分呢是观众席，观众所坐的地方是在上方。
So everybody could look and see the Roman arena.
所以每个人能够从上面呢往下看到这个竞技场的情况。
And then second one, you see the one in yellow, that's where the people are, that's the arena, that's the actual flat land, flat place where you can, where the convicts will be.
So 第二部分呢是竞技场的地方，是囚犯所被放到的地方。
Then below this arena,
在这个竞技场下面
is the underground.
是有地下城的。
All right. Now, this is in Rome, the Colosseum, can sit up to 50,000 to 60,000 people.
Colosseum 在罗马，然后它可以容纳5,000 to 6,000人。
Okay, and this arena itself, if you look at the arena itself, it has a total of 64 trapdoors.
这个竞技场里边呢，就有64个活门。
And I'll explain what a trapdoor is.
我会跟大家解释这个活门来做什么。
You see on the right down here, you will see the surface of the trapdoor.
在右边你可以看到这个活动门地面的情况。
So if you were one of the 50,000 or 60,000 spectators, you could see a trap door down here.
所以如果你是五六万人当中的那个观众呢，你可以看到这个活动门它的表面。
And there are 64 of these trap doors around the Colosseum.
然后在竞技场里面一共有64个这样的活门。
And then the one on the left you will find is.Where the animals were kept, the wild animals and the convicts were kept below.
然后左边呢，你就会看到地下城、野兽还有囚犯他们所禁锢的地方。
So what happened is the convicts were led up to the arena flat area first.
首先，囚犯会被带到那个竞技场的表面地面上。
So there might be, I don't know, maybe 10, 12 convicts are placed on the arena where everybody could see.
所以在竞技场里面大概有十几个囚犯，大家都可以看到他们在那个竞技场。
Then what would happen is they will put in the wild animal.
然后过后呢，他们就把这些猛兽放进这个竞技场。
So we assume that one of the wild animals will be a lion, of course.Because that's the most fearsome one.
所以我们就认为说，其中一种猛兽应该是狮子，因为那个是最令人惊恐的猛兽。
Then what they do is they use slaves to winch the animal up.
所以他们就用一些奴隶把 透过一些机制把这个猛兽放到表面去。
You see, the Romans were clever. They had 64 trap doors.
罗马人很聪明，这里呢有64个活动门。
And they had the convicts, 10 to 20 convicts, whatever it was.
然后他们就有十到二十个囚犯在这个竞技场表面上。
So the trap doors were added so for an element of surprise.
所以这个活动门的存在呢，是增加那个惊吓的元素。
Supposing there was only one trap door, supposing there was only one trap door.
假设就只有这个地方就只有一个活动门。
Let's say the trap door is down here, lah.
假设说这个活动门就在这里。
So everybody will stand on the other opposite side, right? Because the animal is going to come out from this trap door only, right? Correct, or only one trap door.
所以每个人呢就会远远离开这个活动门，远远的站在另外一边，因为活动门就只是在这里。
But if you are one of the convicts, one of the 10 or 20 convicts, you don't know which of the 64 trap doors the lion will come out from.
但是如果你是当中十到二十个囚犯，你并不知道哪一个活动门，六十四个活动门里面哪一个有猛兽会出来。
Pop this trap door, this lion come out. Pop another trap door, this lion comes out. So the people were always caught off guard.
所以可能这个活动门有猛兽出来，或者那一个，每个人都招架不住。
Now, this is obviously an artist's impression.
这个肯定是一个画家的构想出来的画面。
There you see the lion coming out from the trap door. This is one lion coming out from one trap door.
这里呢，一只狮子从一个活动门出来。
And then the convicts usually huddle together.
一般上囚犯们都挤在一起。
And we see this in nature also.
我们在自然界里面也同样看到这样现象。
If you watch documentaries on nature, you'll find that big fish eat small fish. The small fish all gather together.
你如果有观赏那些纪录片。大自然的纪录片，大鱼吃小鱼的时候，小鱼们都挤在一起。
Same thing, if you see a birds, small birds, and the big birds when they attack the small birds, what the small birds go together.
同样的，如果你看到大鸟攻击小鸟的画面，这些小只的鸟呢，它们都会挤在一起。
Why?
为什么
？Because if you stand alone, then the lion will pick you off first, right?
因为如果你是孤身一人的这样站着，很自然狮子会先攻击你。
Correct or not? I mean, the lion is also not stupid, right?
对吗？我想狮子也不是那么笨的。
So what the convicts will do is they huddle together, and as the lion comes this side, they move this side. As another lion comes that side, they move this side. So they try to avoid the lion. You see?
所以发生什么事情呢？当狮子来的时候，囚犯们都挤在一块，然后另外一只狮子从另外一个方向来的时候，囚犯们都一起走向另外一个方向。
So now Peter employs this picture to exhort or to encourage the hearers.
彼得现在就用这样子的画面来鼓励那时候的信徒。
He is saying, "Hey, you guys are going to be persecuted."
他是在说，你们啊，每个人都要受到逼迫。
Hey, it will be like a Roman arena, you know.
你们处在的地方就好像罗马竞技场。
And then, like this Roman arena, there'll be trap doors, you know.
然后在罗马竞技场里面有许多的活动门。
And then, this trap door, any trap door.It can be a lion, can be a leopard, can be a wild beast, you know, pop up one, you know.
任何一个活动门都可能会有狮子、有猛兽来跑出来。
And the idea is for the wild animal to attack you. Definitely, the wild animal will attack you one. Definitely.
肯定的，这些猛兽会来攻击你们。
So bear that in mind now.
所以你要记得。
Okay, so what is the strategy to deal with this wild animal?
那应付这些猛兽的对策是什么呢
？He says, resist him, standing firm in the faith.
这里就说要坚固的用坚固的信心去抵挡他。
Now, this strategy is different from Paul's strategy in Ephesians chapter 6.
这里所提的策略跟保罗在以弗所书所提的策略有点不一样。
In Ephesians chapter 6,
在以弗所书第六章。
Paul paints the Christian as a fully equipped Roman soldier.
保罗把信徒描述成一个装备齐全的罗马战士。
Paul paints the Christian as fully equipped Roman soldier, sword, shield, breastplate, helmet.
保罗把信徒描述成一个罗马战士，装备齐全，有盔甲，有头盔，有短剑，有盾牌。
But in this case, Peter say, "You all huddle together."
但是在这里，彼得却说你们要挤在一起。
Why?
为什么
？Because you got no helmet, you got no breastplate, you got no shield, you got no Nothing. You are absolutely defenseless.
因为你没有头盔，你没有盔甲，你没有剑，你毫无反抗的能力。
So Peter paints a picture of these convicts against a wild beast. They were defenseless.
所以彼得在这里把信徒描述成他们在面对猛兽，他们毫无防备的能力。
And just like the convicts, they only have one survival strategy.
就如囚犯一样，他们只有一种生存的方法。
And they are together and resist.
就是要挤在一起来对抗。
That means that when you gather together,
表示说当你聚在一起的时候
，when the lion attacks you.
当狮子来攻击你们
，You cannot fly, no. You cannot scatter, no. You scatter, you are finished, no.
你们不能够分散跑开。如果这样子做的话，你们就完蛋了。
Why? Because the moment the lion attacks, you all scatter. He'll pick you off one by one.
为什么呢？当狮子来到的话，你们如果分散四处，他就会一只一个一个的把你们吃下来。
So this was the picture he was telling the Christians.
所以彼得在告诉基督徒们这样子的一个画面。
Hey, y'all are suffering, y'all don't scatter, you know.
你们虽然在受苦，你们不可以分散。
Y'all scatter, the lion or the devil will pick you off one by one, you know.
你们分散的话，这个狮子、这个魔鬼会一个一个的把你们吃掉。
You all are defenseless, you got no protection, you know.
你们毫无防备的能力，没有任何的保护。
In this case, your best survival strategy is to stick together.
在这个情况下，你们最好的生存策略是挤在一起，聚在一起。
Yes, you guys are suffering together. Yes, but don't abandon each other.
是的，你们是在一起受苦，但是你们不可以放弃彼此。
So the application for us today.
所以今天这个应用对我们来说。
So, what they are down here, all right? And one of them will be Tommy.The other will be Jane, one will be Jackson, and the other will be Talia.
这些囚犯，我们给名字，一个叫 Tommy, 一个叫 Jane, 一个 Jackson, 一个 Talia.
So he's saying, hey, Tommy, Jackson, Talia, and Jane, you guys don't stick together.
他是在说，哎 ，Tommy, Jane, Jackson, 还有 Talia, 如果你们不聚在一起
，you don't stick together in worship.
如果你们不聚在一起来敬拜
，one come every other week, one come once a month, one comes once in 2 weeks.If this happens,
一个礼拜，两个礼拜来一次，一个月来一次，不经常来。如果是这样的情况
，the lion will pick one of you off.
那个狮子呢，会把其中一个人吃掉。
Tommy, Jane, Jackson and Talia, you all don't gather together for Bible studies,
Tommy, Jane, Jackson 还有 Talia, 如果你们不聚在一起来学习圣经
，Bible study, I'm only interested in John. I'm not interested in Zechariah.
查经啊，我只是对约翰福音有兴趣，我对撒迦利亚书没有兴趣。
That happens. The devil will pick you off one by one.
如果是这样，魔鬼也会一个一个的把你们吞吃了。
You guys in ministry, 茶点, greeting, music.Gospel rally.
那些参与侍奉的人，无论是茶点，无论是做接待等等的岗位。
You all don't help each other.
如果你们不彼此帮助
，You let the other ministry suffer by themselves.
你让其他的事工自己自生自灭。
One by one, your ministries will be picked off.
一个一个，这些侍奉都会完蛋。
Prayer meetings.
祷告会。
8 o'clock in the evening, tired already.
哎呀，傍晚八点真的是很累了。
I really had a rough week.
我的一个礼拜真的是不能很难过。
Maybe next week.
也许下个礼拜吧。
After all, Tommy is attending today, ma.
反正 Tommy 今天会参加。
Right now, yes. Talia and I, we have a schedule. I do once in 2 weeks. She do once a month.
塔利亚和我呢，我们有一个共识，我会一个礼拜参一个月参加一次，他是另外一次参加。
Brothers and sisters, you do that, the devil will pick you off one by one again.
弟兄姐妹们，如果你们这么做的话，魔鬼会一个一个的把你们吞吃了。
So Peter is saying you guys got to stick together.
所以彼得在说，你们必须聚在一起。
Couple of observations.
我们有几方面的观察。
Okay, I have I used to work in with a very unreasonable boss.
我曾经在跟一个很不合理的老板来工作。
Some of my colleagues are really uncooperative, unhelpful.
我有些的同事也不是很同，也不是很合作。
Some family members are just uncooperative, you know. I mean, some of my family members.
也有一些家人呢，也是很不合作的。
You know, when I meet clients, these clients are just unrealistic and ungrateful clients.
然后当我面对一些客户的时候，这些客户也是很不合理。
They are not the lion.
可是他们都不是那个狮子。
They are only the trap door.
他们只是那个活门。
Why are they the trap door? Because the lion comes through them.
为什么他们是那活动门呢？因为狮子从那里来。
You see, our problem is we think, hey, this colleague, he's the lion. He's not the lion. He's just a trap door.
有时候我们会认为这个同事就是那个狮子，不是的，他只是那个活动门。
Hey, you think this customer is the lion? He's not. He's just a trap door.
你以为这个客户是那个狮子，也不是的，他只是那个活动门。
As a result, we all think, hey, Bible study, Zechariah, Old Testament.
哎呀，有时候我们就想查经啊，现在在看撒迦利亚书，在查旧约。
哇 ，14 chapters is very long, man.
14章很长哦。
This one here, you got no historical background. Got to go and study it for yourself, got to struggle a bit. I think I just let my colleague or my Bible teacher just teach me.
哎呀，要我这样子去查很多功啊，就让老师来教我就好了。
This, my friends, will be where the lion pops out from the trapdoor and devours us.
这样的情形会让狮子从活动门突然间跑出来，把我们吞吃了。
So when you have a difficult client, when you have a difficult family member, when you have a difficult boss.
所以当你有一个难搞的同事，难搞的老板，难搞的家人。
He's not the lion.
他并不是那只狮子。
She's just the trapdoor.
他只是那个活动门。
Okay, we go on.
我们看下去。
He says in verse 9, you know your brothers throughout the world are undergoing the same kind of suffering.
在第九节他就说，因为你知道全世界的信徒都在经历同样的苦难。
So he's saying that this, what you all are suffering here, is the same as what Christians are suffering throughout the region, throughout this province, the same.
彼得是在说，你们目前在面对这些苦难呢，在其他地方也同样的面对，是一样的。
Company X got this awful boss. Company Y also got awful boss.
X 公司有这样糟糕的老板 ，Y 公司也会有。
Company A got this bad colleague.Company B also got this bad colleague. It's the same.
A 公司有这么糟糕的同事 ，B 公司也会有，是一样的。
Okay, so I've mentioned this already. The lion is going to devour the Christians if they don't stick together and resist the devil together.
所以我刚才谈过了，狮子呢会把我们吞吃了。如果基督徒不挤在一起，我们会被给狮子吞吃掉。
And we look at verses 10 and 11.
我们来看第十还有十一节。
And then, Peter ends with a high exhortation.
彼得在结束的时候以一个很强有力的鼓励来做结束。
Because the people will think, hey, you mean we all resist on our own, we are defenseless only.
因为人们会想，哎，我们自己靠自己的能力来抵挡吗？我们是毫无能力去招架的。
Then who going to help us in this hour of need?
在这么有需要的时刻，谁会能够帮助我们呢
？So verse 10 he says, and the God of all grace.
所以十节就说，那是诸般恩典的神。
And this God of all grace has called you into His eternal glory.
这位神呢，曾在基督里召你们得享他永远的荣耀。
And after you have suffered for a little while.
等你们暂受苦难之后。
So the glory is after you have suffered for a little while, you know.
所以那个荣耀是在你战胜苦难之后来到的。
Because as Christians here,
因为当我们做基督徒在这里，
we want the eternal glory to be before you have suffered for a little while.
我们要那个荣耀是在我们受苦之前就来到了。
It doesn't happen that way, brothers and sisters.
事实并不是这样的，弟兄姐妹。
So after this little while,
所以在战胜苦难之后。
Hey, preacher, this thing has been going on for 5 or 6 years already. You know, this unreasonable boss.
Hey, 这个传道人啊，这个战胜苦难不是这样的。我已经忍受这个老板5到6年了。
Hey, this colleague has been uncooperative from day one. I've been in this company 25 years already, you know.
这个同事从第一天开始就给我麻烦，我已经在这公司25年了。
What do you mean by a little while?
什么叫暂受苦难？
This is a little while in comparison with the eternal glory.
这个短暂是跟那个永远的荣耀来做对比。
It is not an absolute measure of time. How many minutes, how many seconds? No.
它不是用来很绝对的来描述时间的长短。
It is to compare now suffering a little.Future glory a lot.
他只是要做一个对比，现在的苦难是一点点，对比以后的荣耀永远。
And then he himself will restore you. Jesus himself will restore you. He will make you strong. He will make you steadfast even in your time of need.
并且耶稣自己呢，他必亲自成全你们，坚固你们，赐力量给你们。
To him, Lord, the Lord Jesus, the Lord, the universal emperor.
然后对于他这位宇宙万物的主宰
The power forever and ever
愿全能归给他
Compared to a little while lah.
相对来说对比那短暂
So Peter tells them you guys got to stick together
所以彼得劝勉信徒要聚在一起
Don't scatter
不要分散
When you come to worship make sure all of youGather together.
当你来聚会的时候，确保每一个人都聚在一起。
Dahlia is feeling down. Yes, we all feel down, but bring her along if you can for worship.
Dahlia 在面对一些苦难，是的，她很辛苦，但是可以鼓励她一起来参加聚会。
Jackson may not like to study Zechariah, but help him along. Don't leave him. Jackson, this one here your problem. I can't help you.
Jackson 他不喜欢查撒加利亚书，但是你不要把他放在一边，鼓励他一起来学习。
Prayer meeting, yes. Hey, speak to Jane. Hey, Jane, we have not seen you for some time, you know. Can we pray together?
祷告会，你可以说 Jane 啊，很久没有看到你了，我们可以一起来祷告吗
？And this we can tell them only for a short while.
这些我们都可以跟他说，这些苦难只是短暂的。
And this short one is not measured by my Rolex watch. It's not an absolute timekeeper.
这个短暂不是我用我的手表来去测量的。
But it is in comparison with the glorious future eternity.
而是对比那永恒荣耀、永远的荣耀。
Let us pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Father, we just want to thank you for this time where you have.Given this passage of scripture to encourage us.
天父，我们感谢你，你赐给我们这段经文来鼓励我们。
Father, forgive us, Lord. We have scattered in the face of the devil.
主啊，求主你怜悯我们，赦免我们，因为我们在面对魔鬼的时候，我们分散了。
Father, as we walk through this week.
天父，当我们度过这一个星期的生活。
Help us to gather together to be strengthened.
帮助我们能够聚在一起，彼此坚固。
As we give you all the thanks,
我们把一切的感恩归给你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
祷告奉主耶稣的名求，阿门。
May I just request the congregation to come forward? I know I've caught you all off guard, but can we sing this hymn, please? Can we all come forward?
我邀请所有的人都往前来。
Please come forward. Please gather around here. Pianist, can we look at hymn 52? Can we put up hymn?Please come forward. Those who can, please come forward.